KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, Jackie, sports last night, a girls' high school volleyball play from the Hawkeye 10 Conference. It was Harlan downing Clarinda 3-1. Red Oak took 3 out of 4 from St. Albert. Glenwood swept 3 from Creston, while Lewis Central took 3 straight from Denison. In Western Iowa Conference play, it was Logan Magnolia 3 in a row over Audubon. IKM Manning took 3 out of 4 from Riverside. Underwood swept their match 3-0 over Missouri Valley. And Trainer outlasting Tri-Center 3-2 last evening. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Glenn Ralston over Exira EHK by a 3-0 final. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 3-0. Also, Bedford beat East Union 2-1 as part of a double duel. Bedford also beat Diagonal 2-0 as part of that matchup last night. Also around the area, it was ACGC over Panorama 3 in a row. East Mills beat Mount Air 3-1. Essex over Woodbine 3-1. Lennox downed Orient Maxburg in 3 straight last evening. Well, the weekly Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union volleyball rankings out yesterday look like this. Class 1A, Sydney is top rated, with St. Albert number 2. East Mills is rated 9th, and Glidden-Ralston number 15. In Class 2A, among the area teams, Underwood ranked 12th this week, and Logan Magnolia in at number 15. In Class 3A, Kemper Catholic is rated 7th, and Red Oak is ranked 8th. In Class 4A, Lewis Central is 4th rated, and in 5A, Abraham Lincoln of Council Bluffs is rated 8th in this week's poll. Just a reminder for you, last week the Atlantic Cross Country Meet was to be held at the Nishna Hills Golf Course, but, well, the weather conditions put the kibosh on that last night. It was postponed until tomorrow instead. So that site will be held at the Atlantic High School campus now instead tomorrow. That schedule for Saturday's meet will be the varsity girls beginning at 11 a.m., the varsity boys, the JV girls, the JV boys, middle school girls, and then the middle school boys will run in that order tomorrow. Again, that first race will be the varsity girls. That's at 11 o'clock. And again, it'll be across the street now at the Atlantic High School campus tomorrow morning. Well, homecoming for the Atlantic Trojans is here this week against the Greene County Rams, one of the two opportunities left to see Atlantic play at the Trojan Bowl before changes are made this offseason. The homecoming parade will be at 2:30 in downtown Atlantic. The game kicks off at 7 o'clock tonight. Many former players will likely come support on homecoming night, and Atlantic officials are hoping they'll return for a special event next week, the final home game on the 18th against Shenandoah at 7 p.m. Atlantic activities inviting all former Atlantic High School football players to attend the last regular season football game in the Trojan Bowl on October 18th. At the conclusion of that game, a large group photo of past and present players will be taken on the field, so they hope to see a number of former players there. A game tonight, again, the Greene County coming to town. It's an important game. Atlantic hosting that contest tonight in 2A District 9. Also in District 9, OABCIG has a date at Shenandoah. Red Oak will play at Kemper Catholic. In other 2A action, or another Class 1A play tonight, ACGC is at West Central Valley in District 8, Mount Air at Clarinda, and Van Meter at Panorama. In District 9, East Sac County is at Underwood. Trainer is at Missouri Valley. Also in Class 3A tonight in District 1, Denison hosting Storm Lake. In District 2, Carroll is at Perry. In District 9, Harlan hosting Lewis Central, Glenwood at ADM, and Winterset on the road at Creston. Also in 4A, District 7, Thomas Jefferson hosting Ames and Abe Lincoln on the road at West Des Moines Valley. In Class A play tonight in District 2, IKM Manning hosting Alta Aurelia. In District 9, AHSTW is at Nottoway Valley. Southwest Valley is at Earlham, and Riverside will play St. Albert tonight. By the way, that football game has a change of location. That game was scheduled to be played in Council Bluffs, but that will be played tonight in Oakland instead. It'll still be a 7 o'clock kickoff. That's St. Albert now at Riverside in Oakland tonight. Also in District 10 in Class A, Logan Magnolia at Woodbury Central tonight, while Tri-Center plays at Lawton Bronson. In 8-man football tonight in District 1, Arweva is at Siouxland Christian. Also in District 6, Murray will play at Lennox. In District 7, East Mills is at Fremont Mills. Sydney is at Stanton Essex. In District 8, Audubon is at West Harrison tonight. Glidden-Ralston plays at Coon Rapids Bayard. Exira EHK will host Woodbine. And Booyer Valley is on the road at Cam tonight. And we'll have that game for you here on the radio this evening. Booyer Valley facing Cam. Cougars trying to stay undefeated on the season. 6:30 is our pregame start time, and 7 o'clock is the kickoff in that contest tonight, and you can hear all the action right here on the radio. Now, we won't have live streaming video on the KJAN TV channel for you of that game tonight. Good reason. It's because the Cam Cougar channel will have all that action. So if you want to watch along, well, you can check it out at KJAN.com on our KJAN video network page. Just click on the Cam Cougar channel logo, and you can watch that game tonight online as well. After that, all finishes up tonight. The Iowa High School Scoreboard Show starts at 10 o'clock this evening. In NFL football news, Tom Brady moved up the NFL's all-time passing list for yardage for the second straight game and helped the New England Patriots improve to 6-0 for the first time in 4 years. Brady finished 31 of 41 for 334 yards as the Patriots dumped the Giants 35-14. The 42-year-old quarterback moved ahead of Peyton Manning for second place for aerial yardage and also ran for two scores as New England took advantage of the mistake-prone Giants. The reigning Super Bowl champion Patriots also returned a blocked punt for a touchdown and forced four turnovers, including a fumble return for a score. Julian Edelman had his second straight 100-yard receiving game, catching 9 passes for 113 yards. New York QB Daniel Jones had his worst game since taking over for Eli Manning in Week 3, completing just 15 of 31 passes for 161 yards and 3 interceptions. The Giants are 2-4 following their second straight loss. Well, the Houston Astros have survived an unexpectedly tough series with Tampa Bay to advance to the American League Championship Series against the New York Yankees. Gerrit Cole worked 8 strong innings, and the Astros continued their playoff charge by downing the Rays 6-1 in Houston. Cole followed his 15-strikeout performance in Game 1 of the ALDS by fanning 10 while limiting the wildcard champs to 1 run and 2 hits. He blanked the Rays after Eric Sogard's second-inning homer. Houston took control with a 4-run first inning as Jose Altuve and Yuli Gurriel sandwiched RBI singles around Alex Bregman's 2-run double. Michael Brantley and Altuve added back-to-back homers in the bottom of the 8th inning to cap the scoring. Losing pitcher Tyler Glasnow was reached for 4 runs and 5 hits over 2 2/3 innings. Houston will host Game 1 of the ALCS on Saturday. Also in baseball news, the Phillies have fired manager Gabe Kapler nearly 2 weeks after a disappointing finish to a season of big expectations. Kapler went 161 and 163 in 2 years. The Phillies failed to live up to the hype following an offseason spending spree highlighted by Bryce Harper's arrival. They were 81 and 81, the club's first non-losing season since 2012. Phillies managing partner John Middleton says some changes are necessary to achieve our ultimate objective of winning the World Series. In the National Hockey League last night, it was Detroit over Montreal 4-2, Edmonton in shootout over New Jersey 4-3, Pittsburgh beat Anaheim 2-1, Tampa Bay 7-3 over Toronto, St. Louis beat Ottawa 6-4, Nashville over Washington 6-5, Winnipeg beat Minnesota 5-2, San Jose over Chicago 5-4, Calgary beat Dallas in a shootout 3-2, Colorado over Boston 4-2, and Arizona beat Vegas 4-1. And in gymnastics, Simone Biles has won her 5th all-around title at the Gymnastics World Championships, underlining her status as the clear favorite for next year's Olympic gold medal. The U.S. gymnast scored 58.999 points to finish 2.1 points ahead of China's Tang Jing, who was entered as a late replacement for a teammate. No other woman has won more than 3 all-around titles. Biles' victory makes it 7 wins in a row for the United States in the women's all-around, matching the Soviet Union's record streak at the World Championships in the 1970s and 1980s. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.